night had fallen now, and all over the hillside the vermin campfires burnt small islands of light into the darkness. Tammo was threading his way round one fire when he stumbled awkwardly. A hardwood stick had been thrust between his footpaws by one of the vermin seated at the edge of the fire. It was the ferret Wrinkle. As Tammo tried to pull himself upright, Wrinkle kicked him flat.
"What are you doing skulking round our camp, you dirty old bundle of smells? Well, speak up!"
Tammo shook his head wildly, pointing dumbly to his mouth. One of Wrinkle's friends, a wily-looking vixen, snatched a dirk from Tammo's rope belt and held it to the firelight.
"An old slobberpaws like you shouldn't be carrying a blade like this and round. Bit of cleaning up and this'll make a fine weapon for me."
Suddenly, Scorp was on the pair of them, whacking both Wrinkle and the vixen heftily with his spear haft.
"Don't you dare put a paw near Burfel again, either of you!"
Tammo retrieved his dirk from where the vixen had dropped it. Then he staggered off into the night as Scorp continued beating Wrinkle and the vixen.
"Out! Yeah, we was only having a bit of fun. Out!
Fun, was it? I'll give you fun. First Blade's orders is that no beast is to bother old Burfel. Either of you lays paws on him again, and Warfang will slay you good and slow. See?"
Scorp whacked away with the spear haft until he decided they had been punished thoroughly. Tammo was relieved to be away from the rapscallion camp. It was calm and peaceful on the other side of the hill. Only the distant throb of drums on the night air reminded him of the vermin encampment. Suddenly, a big dark figure detached itself from a clump of boulders and waved to him.
"See there, Tam. Over here, mate."
Good old Rockjaw Grang. They crouched together in the outcrop, and Rockjaw dug oat scones, cheese and cider from his sizeable pack. He shared the food with Tammo as the young hare made his report.
"Me just got his jolly old paws well under the table there. Demog thinks he's some kind of seer. Any news of the battleground yet, Rock?"
The giant hare demolished a scone in one bite.
"Nay, 'tis too early yet. Mayhaps the major will get word to me on the morrow."
Tammo squinted uncomfortably from beneath his odious rags.
"Sooner the better, what? I don't want to stay in that foul place a moment longer than I have to, chum."
"Aye, well, that's what you get for running me long patrol, young Tam. You'd best finish up victualling and get back afore you're missed. I'll be here tomorrow night, same place."